What Sanford police have in their folder they put together on the killing of Trayvon Martin, few know. The file now sits in the hands of the state attorney. And now that file is just weeks away from being opened up to a grand jury. Tonight, we are learning more about why cops believe that night George Zimmerman shouldn't have gone to jail.
I'm part of the neighborhood watch.
Zimmerman called a non-emergency line and told the dispatchers he was following a teen. He was told not to. And from that moment to that shooting, details are few.
Hey, we've had some break-ins in my neighborhood, and there's a real suspicious guy.
But this man's testimony could be key for the cops.
The guy on the bottom, who I believe had a red sweater on, was yelling to me, help, help. And I told him to stop, and I was calling 911.
Trayvon was in a hoodie, Zimmerman in red. He only gave his name to us as John and didn't want to be shown on camera that night after the shooting, but his statements to the cops were instrumental because Sanford police backed up Zimmerman's claim, saying those screams you hear on this 911 are those of the neighborhood watch captain, not Trayvon Martin.
And then when I got upstairs and looked down, the person that was on top beating up the other guy was the one laying in the grass, and I believe he was dead at that point.
Zimmerman says the shooting was self-defense. According to information released on the Sanford City website, Zimmerman said he was going back to his SUV when he was attacked, not the 17-year-old.